The following program is brought to you in living color.
Let's start drinking.
Oh, not so fast. In order for the tannins to mellow, we should let it breathe for about 30 minutes.
Freaking tannins.
It's the Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time. WTSO.com. Now, here's the goddess of the grape, Laura Lawson.
Welcome to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we are here for. We are your media resource for everything about that cute, adorable, getting squished daily, hourly, flattened, juiced out little grape. Yes, we are rolling right through harvest. All my little white friends are jumping into vats and having big parties and just really having fun.
I think we should point out that you're talking about white grapes.
As opposed to what?
You said all my white friends. And I thought, you know, if somebody's just listening to the show for the first time, they might think that you're racist. But you're talking about white grapes.
You have me just totally speechless.
I'm sorry. I thought, you know, I don't want people driving down the road and thinking this is a KKK show.
People think like that?
When they just turn on their radio,
they may have no idea. Diva. They
don't know that.
Wine. Well, if they're listening to the show, they probably have an inclination. And by now, if they hadn't heard the show, they have turned the station and will never know. So 877-4-CRUSH-1 for those of you that want to file a complaint, chalk it up to Kent, because I guarantee he went down a road that none of us ever would have crossed.
I don't know. Some people out there might be thinking she's my kind of gal.
Oh, God. All righty. Yes, welcome to the Wine Crush. I have just been totally blindsided, which always makes for really interesting days on the Crush. And this already was going to be an entertaining day anyway, because right now we're going to have Mike Vaseth. He is the author for The Wine Economist, and he also wrote Wine Wars 2011. Well, he just recently did a blog called Naked, 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 Naked Wine. So we were already going to have a lot of fun with Naked.
Oh, it's that kind of show.
It's that kind of show. Yes, thank you. We have our own Eminem. Oh, good Lord, it's going to be one of those days. So he is going to be joining us, and that actually was going to be the theme here. I was concerned about talking about Naked all day on the radio, and I guess I have nothing to worry about. This show is going to roll on as planned. But what we are talking about is Naked in relation to wine. It's natural. It's something that we have touched on in several past shows, but ultimately we haven't taken a hard look at it. You know my stance on biodynamic. You know what I feel about burying the bone marrow and dancing around naked in the groves and harvesting by the moon and all this kind of stuff in relation to your wine. But honestly, there is a great trend in that right now, and today we're going to take a closer look to it. And what I want to really come out of the show is to figure out, is there truly something to it, or is it just marketing? I mean, ultimately, if you look at the whole idea of naked, is it marketing or it's really interesting? I mean, where are we going to go with this? We've had a lot of fun with marketing lately, but let's kind of take it down a couple notches and see what we can find out. However, just because it was too hard to resist, today's wine recommendations come from that general idea. The first wine I'm going to recommend, shock of shocks, is going to be a Chardonnay. I am doing Morgan Double L Chardonnay. And I like this. It's out of Monterey. And, of course, we can all pretty much figure out why I'd like the idea of a Double L Ranch Chardonnay.
I haven't figured it out yet.
I wouldn't figure you would have.
Yeah.
Laura Lawson, Double L.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
There you go. They do a Chardonnay from the Double L Ranch. But get this. It's called Metallico.
Ooh.
Metallico Chardonnay. And I just think that's really, wow, really cool. And, of course, for those of you who understand this, Metallico, this is 100% stainless steel. It sees no oak. So, in essence, it's just letting the grapes speak for themselves. It's letting Mother Nature kind of talk its way through it. So, love this wine. Great pears, great apples. Very clean, very refreshing. It's actually ranked as one of the top 10 non-oaked Chardonnays. And, to me, we're going to look at a lot of different definitions of naked before this day is over with. When I think of a naked Chardonnay, I don't go down the roads of organic, biodynamic. I don't go down the prescribed roads of how people handle their wine. I think of a Chardonnay being naked as when it's unoaked. That's just where I view it. If you want to call and bitch about it, by all means, please do. But ultimately, this Morgan Unoaked Metallico Chardonnay fits the bill all the way around. This is just ripe. It's rich. It has great acidity to it. Lovely bottle of Chardonnay. Now, when we also look at wine recommendations and you start talking about the naked concept, it's really hard to find a true naked red wine that I'd recommend. I'll be very honest with you. If, once again, if people are out there that say, oh, this is a great organic, biodynamic, no oak, no manipulated red wine, then yes, I would love to talk to you. But if you're going to bring me a California wine that hasn't had any malolactic fermentation, if you're going to bring me a California red that hasn't seen any time on oak, it better be outstanding. So, having said that, there is no red wine recommendation for today. We are going, you ready for this? Snoqualmie Naked Riesling.
Oh.
It's actually called Naked on the Bottle. Snoqualmie is a great vineyard, great winery up in Washington State. They have been producing outstanding wines literally since the day the winery opened. Unfortunately, I do remember the opening of this. I think it was late 80s, early 90s. They had a great Chenin Blanc. They had some great unique varietals. But then they really got down and dirty with Gewürztraminer, with Riesling. They started letting Mother Nature speak for itself. No oak, no manipulation. Almost next to nothing that Mother Nature hasn't added to it. Certified organic, certified biodynamic. This wine is just very, very intense. And what's great, and I think this is fun, looking at this from a Riesling, this is a very dry Riesling. This is not something that's overly sweet. It's not something syrupy that you feel like you could pour over ice cream. Snoqualmie Naked Riesling, outstanding bottle of wine. This time of year, it's perfect as we start switching seasons and you want that great little tanginess. This is the perfect wine for you. So your two wine recommendations for today, easy for me to say, Snoqualmie Naked Riesling and Morgan Metallico Chardonnay. Should be fairly easy to remember.
And
Metallico
no red.
And
Naked. No red.
I'm just not in a red mood.
All right.
I better be careful.
People who paid to get in wanted a red, but that's okay.
Well, it's just me being, what is it? I'm being racist again?
There you are.
I am. I'm
all
being racist again. All my white friends. My God, you have thrown me off for the total day. So, looking at the idea of something being naked, what does naked really mean? Well, I've just kind of given you two different definitions. When you look at naked as being organic, biodynamic, stripped down to true Mother Nature speaking, which is what we see in the Snoqualmie wine, you have my definition of naked, which is basically unoaked. But where did this term naked come from? Where is it coming from? Why are we using that? And I think if you step back and you look at wine as a whole, now, this is not a modern occurrence, what I'm about to go through. When you look at the language of wine is extraordinarily seductive. It has terms in it that, again, if you tune in and hear bits and pieces, you're going to think you're listening to a reading of Shade of Gray. For example, think about it. You have legs, body, mouthfeel. These are things were taken unto themselves. You start thinking, what am I listening to? But legs has been a term for wine, good Lord, since the 1600s. It's indicative of alcohol. You have body, which is the weight of the wine. But yet there were other terms that could be used. So you put all this together, and it's extraordinarily provocative. Silky, satiny, lush. These are always descriptors. How about ripe? These are things that you hear daily in association with wine, and generally we don't think twice about it. But now we throw naked in there. And when you throw naked in there and look at this as a whole, are we going after a segment of the population? Are we starting to emphasize these things that might be a bit provocative? I mean, we're not trying to be rude. We're not trying to be crass here. But if you're in your local Mega Mart and you look on the shelf and you see a wine called Naked, or you see a wine called Get Naked, or you see a winery called Naked, or how about a wine called Tease? Are these the things that get your attention? Are you interested in the label? Are you interested in what the label is selling? And when you think about what it's selling, is it selling you a certain demographic? Is it selling you a certain idea? Are you really finding out something about in the bottle? That's the question we'll pursue, and that's kind of what we'll look at. But as long as we're talking about naked and we're talking about wines of that nature, have I got the perfect thing that has to go with it. It doesn't matter if you're running around naked or not. There is a new wine out, and it's made in Sweden. And I'm going to absolutely butcher this, but ladies, I'm going to spell it for you. You need to look it up, because the next time you feel like you're going to skip and go naked, this will be the perfect accessory for you to wear. Vernissage wine. Vernissage. Remember how we've discussed packaging? Remember how we've talked about how there's all kind of different closures? This Vernissage is wine in a box designed as a purse. It looks like an absolutely fabulous Louis Vuitton, Kate Spade. It's very stylish looking, and it's truly wine in a box. There's actually a little spot on the outside where you could slip your credit card, your driver's license, or whatever you needed to carry. And you're perfectly accessorized. Think about all the terrible meetings you have to go to. Think about all those cocktail parties. Think about when your husband drags you to that office party or that race or whatever you have to go and you don't want to go, thinking, my God, there better be a bar or I'm not attending. You can go, bring your own bar. Nobody is going to notice, and you will still be well-dressed. This, to me, is ideal.
So can you get pulled by a cop for having an open purse in your car?
I doubt it. Unless you're totally going to flaunt it. It's not an open container. Mm-hmm. It is sealed all the way around. The one thing I can't figure out is where the spigot is. I really can't. And, you know, if it's in the clasp, however you want to do it. But I guess you could be like some of those race fans and actually have one of those little tubes that kind of goes inside down into your purse so it just slides up and you
it comes
just
out of your hat.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. It would be outstanding. But no, we're thinking of creative ways to look at wine. This is one of the best marketing ploys I have seen in ages. So again, if you'd insist on drinking or going naked, this is the purse to take along with you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here, hopefully regroup around the studio. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about styles and whether or not we're looking at marketing or we're looking at something truly interesting.
Stay with us for more of The Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Do you love discovering great wines and finding a great value at the same time? Then you need to discover Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out features great wines at 30 to 70% off. Wines Till Sold Out searches all over the world for the best wines. They buy exclusively for their members. It's free to join, shipping is included, and you'll find expert customer service if you ever decide you need it. There's a great offer waiting for you as we speak. Go to WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactive, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and the trial offer ends soon.
800-489-1639. 800-489-1639. 800-489-1639.
You've been hearing a lot about Z-Max lately, and you're wondering, what is Z-Max? Z-Max goes into your engine, fuel system, and transmission, and improves performance as it removes harmful deposits, cleans your engine's internal components, reduces engine wear, increases horsepower, and improves gas mileage. Use Z-Max in your new or used car or truck and feel a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Got it? Get it today. You'll wonder how you ever drove without Z-Max. Available at all major automotive retail stores. Check out Z-Max.com. Z-Max, performance you can feel.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't Make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad.
Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking.
Hmm.
You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now more of Laura Lawson and the Wine Crush. Brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is the Wine Crush. Welcome back. We have a handle on ourselves. We have duct tape Kent's mouth. So I think that this segment ought to roll a little bit more smoothly than it has before. Before we took the break, what we were looking at is the concept of naked. And I might say this word 50 other times before it's over with. So let me go ahead and get this old joke out. Kent, I'm sure, being from the South, you've heard this. Do you know what the difference between naked and naked is?
Well, besides the spelling?
Besides the spelling.
N-E-K-K-I-D, naked. What's the difference?
See, this is from my true hero, a Southern columnist, Louis Grizzard.
Yes.
I absolutely love Grizzard, outstanding. But he had a famous phrase, naked means you're running around with no clothes on. Naked means you're running around with no clothes on and you're up to something.
Ah,
so there's the difference. So we will right now, we'll go ahead and shelve the idea of naked and put it back with Mr. Grizzard, bless his soul. And we will look at the idea of a wine being totally au naturel. And that's what everyone is trying to promote when they talk about naked and talked about stripped down. But I have my opinions on it and I'd like yours. I am a fan of a certain profile in a wine. Obviously, I love Chardonnays, and there's a set way I like to see them, but I want you to think about wines in this prerogative. You're talking about wines that are letting Mother Nature take their course. Generally, they are using the natural yeast that's in the environment. You are not putting any kind of chemicals on the wine. You're not putting any kind of oak. Basically, you're just sitting and staring at the wine, at least in theory. That is how they're perceiving it. Well, ladies and men, you can both look at this from this perspective. If you have the au naturel comment, anytime I think about women going natural, I wind up thinking about a woman who hasn't had a haircut in 2 years, hasn't encountered a razor, usually is barefoot in Birkenstocks, has very, very long skirts, and has propensity to eat granola and hug trees. I don't find this necessarily attractive. The same concept holds true when I look at all natural wines. I feel like they fall apart. I feel like there's something that's missing out of them in probably 50% of what we're seeing marketed as such. There is a reason that you put oak on wine. There is a reason that you age Sir Lee. There is a reason that you use certain kind of clones as far as grapes, that you specifically look at yeast. It kind of is to make the whole better. It's like the idea, women, again, everyone out there can testify for this. Generally, when you go and you shop for makeup, when you're shopping along those lines, half of the products out there say natural look. Look natural. Glow like your natural skin tone. Well, of course, every single one of us, our goal is to look natural, look beautiful naturally, but we got to have some help. My personal opinion is that's how wine carries through, too. Wine's got to have some help to reach the top of its potential. But I want to know what you think. 877-4CRUSH-1 or email me directly, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Now, contrary to popular belief, I didn't just randomly make the show up. We do get emails from readers, and that are readers. Good Lord, Kent, you're still in my head. Emails from listeners. We do have a blog, Wine Crush website, if you'd like to check it out. Some people do like to read as opposed to listen to me. I know Kent's firmly in that count today. But ultimately, when you're listening, when you're actually paying attention to what's going on, which is more than what I can say, you send emails. Laura Lawson at winecrush.com. And there are two here that tie in for today's show. The first, we've pretty much covered, but it writes, what is the difference between a natural wine and other wines? Are other wines unnatural? I like your sense of humor. And is this an official designation? The reason why I'm bringing this email to our attention, although it's already answered, no. Natural, naked, any of those things are not official designations of wine. So it doesn't matter if you see natural wine. It doesn't matter if you see naked. It doesn't matter if you see any kind of term along those lines. There's no reason for it. It's kind of like saying Vintner's Reserve in America. It makes no whit of difference one way or the other. So don't be conned in. Certified organic makes a difference. Biodynamic makes a difference. Natural, not so much. So keep that in mind. We also had an interesting email that I will, of course, pontificate on because you know how I love to get on my restaurateurs and their wine list. Reader writes from New York, why are some wine lists at restaurants putting organic, quote, categories on their wine list? Is this something to do with vegetarians? Well, this was just such an interesting question. I had to make sure. No, it has nothing to do with vegetarian. I know I've already isolated probably half my listeners today, but I do firmly believe the idea of vegetarian is what Indian word for those that can't hunt. I am not a vegetarian. I don't relate to the concept, but I respect those that want to follow that idea. But organic makes no difference to them. I do have a couple friends that are vegetarian. I had to ask them. And of course, that led into a long conversation about egg whites we won't get into. But restaurants are beginning to put these categories on their wine list. It used to be red and white. Then it got Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Cabernet. Then we got some really in-depth things that did it by region. But I find that when restaurants are doing categories that say organic, they're doing a disservice to the wine, and they're doing a disservice to the customer. They're doing a disservice to the wine because if you put a wine in an organic category, I don't care if there's 30 Chardonnays in it, most likely I'm going to flip off that. They're doing a disservice to the customer because there might be some really great Chardonnays in that organic, but they can't find them in the Chardonnay section. So if your restaurants are doing it, ask them not to, because I think you're probably missing out on some great ideas. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here, but when we return, we'll have Mike Vieseth from The Wine Economist joining us. Great grape does not have to cost an arm and a leg. I want to tell all of my Wine Crush listeners about Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out offers great wines at 30 to 70% off. Go to WTSO.com now to see the current deal. Juicy reds, crisp whites, champagne, and of course, Chardonnay. Wines Till Sold Out has all of your favorite varietals and favorite vintages from around the world. Plus, shipping is always free, and you'll find unmatched customer service. WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time. How would you like to win all your groceries for a year absolutely free? You can, thanks to PRN, AARP, and Nationwide Insurance in the Win Groceries for a Year sweepstakes. It's easy to enter. Just go to goprn.com/fans, fill out the information, and soon we may be calling to tell you you've won free groceries for a year. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older, official rules online or by mail if requested. Win groceries for a year at goprn.com.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and Earthshare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Now it's more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Right now it gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Mike Vieseth with The Wine Economist and author of Wine Wars 2011. Mike, welcome to The Wine Crush.
It's great to be here.
You have no idea. I have not looked forward to a guest in so many shows simply because, number one, I was already a little psyched out about today's show, having to say naked as much as I had. And then Kent derailed me in the opening, and I'm just so happy to have another friendly voice on the radio. We can talk about whatever you want to. I just don't care if I can get this whole train wreck of a show back on track.
Well, what would you like to talk about?
Well, obviously, I have had more fun reading your article about naked wine. Now, of course, I've got to ask the question. Why was it naked to the fourth power?
Well, because I had 4 examples.
Okay.
In the article, but then at the end, I found a 5th, and people have been sending me more naked wines. So, not literally the wines, but more ideas. Because it started off the first naked was Alice Faring's book Naked Wine, which was about her attempt to make natural wine. And I said it seemed like natural wine would have been a better name for it, because that's what she was doing. But it's pretty obvious that natural wine, maybe people think all wines are natural, so that it wouldn't really catch on so much. So that naked wine was a way to make the point that you're stripping away some of the artificial parts. And then that made me think about the Snoqualmie Winery's line of naked wines, where it's organic in the vineyard and it's organic in the winemaking process. So I guess those are 2 similar kinds of naked wines, but both using. And then I ordered some wines from this. Have you heard of the Naked Wine Company or nakedwine.com?
No, I have not. I want to comment before you get down that road. Snoqualmie Naked Wines are absolutely outstanding. I've been selling forever. I recommended the Riesling today. I love that little Riesling. So I get that. So we, you have Alice's Naked Wines. You have the idea of Snoqualmie Naked. But before we go ahead a little bit further, I want to ask you about those 2 things. Are they using naked because it gets people's attention?
Just like
you said natural, you could have used natural. You could have used basic. You could have used simple. You could have used any other kind of word. But naked goes hand in hand with the whole seductive nature of wine.
I guess that's right, isn't it? Yeah, no, and it does get your attention.
That's true.
Even if you and I don't want to say it as many times as I wrote it, I'm afraid.
Hey, for the record, you try and do that several times during the show. Say that word four times real fast and see if you don't sound like someone with an ox and a foot in their mouth. I've had fun today, and it's been your fault.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I'll take credit for it as it is. You could, and I don't recommend this, try to say it in different sexy naked ways each time.
Great. You and Kent now are going to be on the same team. Hell, I might hang up on both of you before it's over with. All right. So you can continue on with your naked.
Oh, sure. There's a company in England called nakedwine.com or nakedwine.co.uk, I guess it would be there. And they just started selling wine in the United States, and they call themselves nakedwine.com. I think, again, to try to get people's attention. But there, what they're stripping away is not so much the artificial or unnatural parts of winemaking, but they're actually more of a kind of an investment site. What they do is, what they hope you'll do is that you'll agree to kick in so much money per month as an angel investor, and then they'll send that money directly to some partner wineries, so that the wineries don't have to. The idea is the wineries don't have to spend all their time and effort marketing their wines. That they'll be able to just spend all their time making the wines, and that you, as the investor, get a dividend on this in the form of discounted prices.
What is this, a wine Ponzi scheme?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. I know they've been in business in England for a while, and they're trying to strip away the middlemen in between the winemakers and the final consumers of this. But it is interesting that they frame it as an investment. I can just imagine, I don't know if you watch this show called Dragon's Den, where investors come and pitch their ideas to wealthy individuals.
I have seen that before, and the best idea actually gets funded or something along those lines.
That's right, yeah, okay. And I think I can just imagine them doing this idea to investors, and thumbs down on that, no one will ever invest. But I think people actually do. So that was an interesting, that's the third naked, is that you could have, although I don't think there is one, a naked in the first two senses, a wine from this website. It's kind of an interesting idea to try to connect people with the producers a little more.
And I still think it's the Bernie Madoff of wine before it's all said and done.
We'll see what happens.
We need to investigate before I make that declaration. But it does sound like a wine Ponzi scheme, which of course has my attention. This could be fun.
Yep. No, it's anything that combines wine with some of the finance stuff that, as an economist, I study. I always find interesting. And then, to be honest, the fourth naked of the naked wine is the Naked Winery in Oregon. That they don't actually make the wine naked, or you don't even have to take off your clothes to taste it. But they really
have. I feel so much better knowing that.
They have the most sensuous sounding names, and I guess people are just charmed by the idea of naked as a meaning, let down your hair and relax and have a glass of wine. And I guess they get a lot of bachelorette parties that come to the winery.
Oh, they actually come to the winery?
Yeah.
I knew they did the wine teas. I have seen that one, but I didn't realize they actually encourage people to come do bachelorette parties there.
Yeah, no, it's and they told me I've had the chance to talk to the winemaker and some of the people there, and they told me that it was really about 50-50 men and women who came to the winery, but that it was a bachelorette parties and things like that were especially attractive, and it's in Hood River, Oregon.
Attractive. Are we just all naturally going to this kind of vocabulary and this kind of idea, or basically is our mind just in the gutter?
No,
because we're talking about naked. I just don't know what's wrong with us today.
Well, now, in the article that I wrote, I actually named some of the teas. Riesling was one of the wines, and there was a virgin Chardonnay. And then the one that makes me, where I stopped writing, was when they got to the Penetration Cabernet Sauvignon. And I don't know what, anyway, so that's where I stopped. Oh, there's a climax Cabernet Sauvignon, so am I helping you at all?
No, actually, you hit me to a point that we have come to the climax of this segment. And if you don't mind, can you hang out through a couple commercials when we come back? We'll try and wrap all this up and see what other...
Okay.
We'll actually take a serious look at this and see how it's affecting the economy of wine.
Oh, okay.
So, quick break here on The Crush and more of Mike when we return.
We'll have more of The Wine Crush, presented by WTSO.com.
Great Grape does not have to cost an arm and a leg. I want to tell all of my Wine Crush listeners about Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out offers great wines at 30 to 70% off. Just go to WTSO.com now to see the current deal. Juicy reds, crisp whites, champagne, and of course my all-time favorite, Chardonnay. Buy a few bottles or stock up for your next party. Wine Still Sold Out has all of your favorite varietals and favorite vintages from around the world. Plus, shipping is always free and you'll find unmatched customer service. That's WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending free jars of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9517. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9517. That's 1-800-487-9517. Call 1-800-487-9517.
How would you like to win all your groceries for a year absolutely free? You can, thanks to PRN, AARP, and Nationwide Insurance in the Win Groceries for a Year sweepstakes. It's easy to enter. Just go to goprn.com/fans, fill out the information, and soon we may be calling to tell you you've won free groceries for a year. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older, official rules online or by mail if requested. Win groceries for a year at goprn.com.
Mozart's are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
No way she's gonna leave me. We're back with more of The Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush, and we are having a discourse with Mr. Mike Vaseth of The Wine Economist. Mike, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay. Have we all composed ourselves? Are we all better after penetrating the massive climax that we all had at the end of the last segment?
Whatever you say.
All right. So we've had fun with this, and ultimately, we are wine professionals, so it's fun to joke around with this, but you do look at this from the purview of economy of wine. And when you hear things like the Naked Winery and Climax Chardonnay and Virgin Chardonnay and Naked Riesling, ultimately, are we talking about hip or hype? Is this all for, are we really trying to promote what's in the bottle, or are we just saying, hey, please spend some money and buy my product?
Well, it certainly is the case that no one would pick Naked to call their wine company or wine or something like that if they weren't looking to get attention and draw attention to themselves, and that's absolutely the case. But so let me flip it around and say, well, why is it kind of successful right now? It really does have an effect, and you know, there was a time in America when you wouldn't dare do something like this because people were so hung up on reputations and trying to emulate the French, and you would worry that having a little fun would be something that would turn off winemakers, wine drinkers, I mean, for this. And it seemed like maybe we've reached a point where we're not so hung up and not so pretentious or concerned about elevating the image, and it is possible to have some fun with wine. And I think that's probably a healthy thing.
I think it's very healthy. I think it's great to have fun with wine. I think we need to poke fun of ourselves more often, particularly sommeliers, people in our profession, those that take them too seriously. But you look at things, whether it was Randall Graham did with Bonnie Doone, or you look at Dave Reedy over at Murphy Good with his Liar's Dice and the fun mm-hmm. little things mm-hmm. like that. I can't help but relating something like the idea of a tease Riesling to something like, say, Botox. It's instant gratification, but 6 months down the road, it's totally worn off, and it's just something that's passé. It seems like you would ultimately do more damage to your brand, do more damage to your wine by going after that instant money, the instant gratification. Hey, look at me. It's like that kid riding the bike down the street right before he falls in a street hole saying, hey, look at me, and then he's gone. What do you think the long-term prospects of wineries like this are?
Well, you know, I think you're right. But B, I think you were also right in the earlier segment when we talked about Snoqualmie's Naked Wines. Because there was a case where using the term naked was a way to grab attention and to say, look, we're different in this way. But then they had this, Snoqualmie has the substance to go behind it.
They had the timing to go behind it. I think the year that Snoqualmie released Naked, number one, they were highly allocated. They were hard mm-hmm. to get their hands on. And if I remember correctly, they still are now. They're in demand. Number two, the press backed them up. I think back then, I think Snoqualmie Riesling got 94, 95 points from the press. So they were highly allocated. And once you realize that the market was behind them, they were hard to get, they had the press, they had the seriousness, the Naked truly, no one thinks of Snoqualmie as part of that group now that has the bachelorette parties. When you see yep. Snoqualmie Naked, you realize that they were saying Naked because, hey, we're one of the first people not to make an oak bomb. We're not manipulating this. We are not making it into our low production, turn the spigot off kind of wine. And Snoqualmie, to me, has put itself above this common market that we seem to have now with it. Do you agree? I mean, I'm sorry. I know
agree.
My wine.
I agree with that.
Snoqualmie, to me, is outstanding.
It is outstanding, and it's one of those amazing things that they can do all of that at the relative value prices that they offer, too, don't you think?
I do, and I think that's always going to be a strong line. Now, let me say this. I do try and be very fair and very bipartisan on the show. You know, I have not had the Naked wines. I have not had any of the other wines we're discussing. I'm just looking at this from a marketing point. I'm looking at this from a sales point and a wine experience point. The wines, for all I know, are absolutely fabulous or outstanding, but I think it's going to be fat bastard syndrome. I think it's going to be, it's a novelty, it wears off, and then not only does it disappear, but it kills the brand. It may even kill the category.
No, and you may be right, but I think we can agree that it is an indication of how crowded the market has become, and it's I think that it's become more and more difficult to get attention.
I think it has, too, and I doubt you and I have time to fully investigate this, but since you opened the door, obviously, we are looking at three past vintages where we've had shorter and shorter vintages. The market, yep. to me, is more crowded now than it ever has been, probably since 2007, maybe since 98. Are we going to see fallout from your economic point of view? Are we going to see a lot of brands going by the wayside because they can't get their hands on grapes?
Well, I think that we will see some brands squeezed out. And it's interesting to see... just because we've had a few years ago, we had such a surplus of grapes that so many brands proliferated just as brands because they could source the bulk the bulk wines and blend and do that. And it, certainly with the tighter markets, that's going to be more difficult. I was interested, although it's not related to the short crops, but I was interested to see the announcement a couple of weeks ago that Yellowtail is introducing a new, more expensive wine. And I think it's because with the economic conditions they have, they have trouble making a profit at the old price points for Yellowtail. And
they don't have a choice. I mean, ultimately, they have to do something. They have to shift gears. Maybe it goes back to the idea we were just talking about with Naked. Yellowtail came in, it stormed the market, had that low-tier price point taken care of, and now all of a sudden, though, you're looking at consumers. One, they have to pay more for their goods that are going into the wine, so they have to relaunch as a different wine as a higher end. Do you think they'll succeed?
It's hard to know. I think that certainly... they figured out that they can't simply raise the price on Yellowtail. That's why they're bringing a new line out for it. It's going to be very tough to compete at that higher price point as well. So Yellowtail has always had the advantage of the of good distribution in the U.S., and that's worth a lot. But it's a much more competitive market environment now.
It is much more. Distribution is no guarantee. Mike, I have had so much fun with you today. I know we've gotten off on 18 million tangents all the way around, but I think by the time it's all said and done, we have certainly stripped this topic naked and taken it to task. So thank you for being part of the Crush today. I definitely want to have you back, and hopefully next time you come back, we will see where we stand. We can look at some numbers and see if we were right or wrong.
All right, good. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Hey, we're going to take a quick break on The Crush. When we return, we will wrap this show up and put it in a bow and put this one away and in a box for good.
Stay with us for more of The Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Do you love discovering great wines and finding a great value at the same time? Then you need to discover Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out features great wines at 30 to 70% off. Wines Till Sold Out searches all over the world for the best wines. They buy exclusively for their members. It's free to join, shipping is included, and you'll find expert customer service if you ever decide you need it. There's a great offer waiting for you as we speak. Go to WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-497-9827. 1-800-497-9827. That's 1-800-497-9827. 1-800-497-9827.
So you're sitting in your car or truck in traffic and it seems to be running fine right now, but how do you know it will tomorrow, this afternoon? Can you afford to miss that meeting or family event? Don't risk it. Z-Max it. Z-Max is the engine performance product that makes a good engine oil great and gives you the assurance your vehicle will keep running smooth and strong day after day, year after year. Why wouldn't you ride with Z-Max? Get Z-Max at your local retail parts store now or log on to Z-Max.com to find the Z-Max retail performance partner near you. Z-Max, performance you can feel.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete. Hi-ya! Brick walls. Hi-ya! Trees. Hi-ya! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Sweeter than wine.
Now more of Laura Lawson and the Wine Crush. Brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
I'm Laura Lawson. This has been the Wine Crush. And believe it or not, there is a way to tie all this together. We have laughed and joked around today. And once again, no harm, no foul. There's no foul intent towards any of the wineries or anybody involved today. But you have to stand back and take a look at things. Is it hip or is it hype? Natural wines, speaking of Snoqualmie, speaking of naked, people stripping down wine to the bare essence, not manipulating them, it's not a bad thing. But just like anything else, what extreme are you going to take things? There is nothing healthy in life when you take it to the extreme. Whether it's food, whether it's wine, whether it's concept, business, idea, hours, anytime you're at one extreme or the other, there's going to be damage done. And I think sometimes this is where we are trending to. I think this is where we're going with wine marketing. I think this is what we've already seen, and we've seen the results of it. So ultimately, looking at the naked concept, I like the idea of the naked concept in wine and what's in the fat and what's being created. But when it comes to putting it into marketing, is it hip or is it hype? Is it doing more damage to the brand? Is it doing more damage to the juice that could be in the bottle? That's entirely up to you. And I think this all stems back to my brilliant new idea and the winery that's doing the cool idea with the purse. Is it hip or is it hype? All of us ladies, yes, we'll go out and buy one once. But if it's not in the bottle, if it's not really facilitating anything, it'll be great for a novelty, but after that, we're going to move on to the next big thing. And the last thing I want to see are wineries that are putting their money, their time, their reputation behind chasing the next big thing. There's always going to be a next big thing. There's going to be very few long-term great things. And as we're finding our feet, as we're finding the regions, as we're finding what we can do well as a country in the grand worldwide global scope of wine, I hate to see us have casualties along the way. I hate us to see our country have victims to their own marketing. That's what we're looking at today. The hip, the hype of nakedness. We all know it's personally worthwhile, but was it worth it on the label? As always here at The Crush, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.